halacha with Yachnet is Shidduch Shabbos is based upon the mitzvah of Hatzolah, or is a special halacha? Now, so the Ramban in Yume, in Milchames, in connection with the Gemara, and also in Kedusha Ramban in Yume, in connection with Gemara, that Holisho Shiyoshva Lamishbo, so the halacha is that we mivin sakin derech shisarabi umitzin esavlad. So there is a machlekes reshein. Why are we allowed to bring halach Shabbos? Is it because the mother is in sakana? It's because of the gach nefesh of the mother.
What's the chilul Shabbos involved in this case?
Carry a sakin derech shisarabi.
Oh.
So there is a machlekes reshein. Whether the heta b'kach nefesh is because of the b'kach nefesh of the mother, because the mother is a kone, she is Yoshua Lamishbolei, or even without the sakone of the mother, just the sakone of the Uba. So one shita, the Rambam mentions one shita, it's only because of the sakone of the mother, not of the Uba. But then the Rambam himself says the kashe, the braise in Yume says, that he and in Erech, if the mother died while she was Yoshua Lamishbo, so then we are allowed to carry a sack in there, just a rabbi. But the mother is dead, so how are we allowed so? So the one Roshin Ramban says, since the mother is dead, so the Uber is already concealed as if he's Yoruk, because it's only that a wall is shut behind him. Mashein came when the mother is living, so then we are only Mechal Shabbos because of the zakon of the mother, not because of the zakon of the Uba. Then that our Zeila Shiti is, no, even when the mother is living, so we are Mechal Shabbos because of the Bekoach Nefesh of the Uba. So then, all the Rishonim as the Kashe, but the Mishnah always says, how Yisham Kashe Leilit, in the Chatchin as Uba, in other words, to Matzil the mother, so the Mishnah says, that he only employed Heitzias Reishe, but if Heitzias Reishe, so in Deichin Nefesh, in Deichin Nefesh. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin,
what's that case?
We put the definition all this. Hoisha hamkasha leilit. If she has a difficult labor,
right,
and she's in sakone, so mechatchen esuba. We abort the fetus in order to remassel the mother. But heitzes reishe ein hegin bei. She in deich nefesh in nefesh. Because then heitzes reishe is already a yod. So mele is yor moyaga, so it's retziche mamish. Now the more the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the reason is why it loy heitzias reishe, so we are allowed to if heitzias reishe is ein egen bei, why? Because he's let it be muta to abort him even if he says his reishe, because he's already after the mother. So the Gemara says, Mishmaya Karatala, he's not related, that's the Teva. And the Rambam says, Vizel Tivi Shalela. There is in Pirat Kalat Nuchas Mitzirah Hush Meras Nefesh. Haloche Ches. In other words, after mentioning Haloche Freyvi, Matzimri Sidi Napshe, Shal Rede, Echod Bim Busho, Echod. And it's learned out from the Pasuk, Be'erzika bin Bushov. So Echad bin Bushov, Be'erchus Kodo Vashir Yish Beis HaKonis Nefosh. Echad Yisho Yisho, Indian HaKosu, Sheko HaKishit V'Hafi Yishadere, HaKoa Miso Yisir, Matzilin Es HaNirde V'Hafi Shoredit, V'Miyon Yechili Matzilin Yisir Yav Binafshi, Shemema U'Yisoch Yisir Nech. Then Allah says, Abzu Mistes Luisisir, שלילוחיס על נפש הרגי לפי חוכרו חכמים שהוא פה שמרק קשה לילי מוטלחתך הוא בא במייה בין בסם בין ביד שקרבי אחרי הולהגו, ואין שהי צירי שהי אינגן בי, של דרך נפש נפש, וזהו טיבי שלו. So the Rambam used that Mishmaya card for it. So the Tibi Shalila, he's not some really, he's not Chayimist. But the question is, everybody has to get the Rambam, Monefshech, it Mishmaya card for it, means that he's not a Reidei. So why does the Rambam say that Muta Lichotre, Muta Lachtech Uba Bumayor, but he's not a Reidei, he's Tibi Shalila. Now Rashi in Sanhedrin, in the Seir Meire, and the Rash in the Mishnah Oles, he says, not because of Reidei, but because before he's Eitzias Reishei, so he's a neighbor of the mother. So Meire, whether we say Uba Yerachime or we say Uba Lav Yerachime, he's still not an entity by itself. So he's a neighbor of the mother, so in the same way as a Reite is allowed to be chaytech a neighbor, to amputate the leg of a person, let's say who has a gangrene poisoning, in order to be matzil the person, so here too he's allowed to be chaytech to abort the uber in order to be matzil the mother. So it's not because of Reite, because it only involves in itself tichas evorim of the Yisif Lakeise and Pikrach Nefesh of the mother is Deiche, the Yisir of Hakol. But the Rambam says, Mipnishi Kureidei, so the question is, Monefshech, how is he Reidei? But he's Tibi Shalelom, it's Mishmai Ratli, so there is Reb Chaim Reitami, and Reb Chaim is a little obscure, but the way I heard Reb Chaim's teretz is, that in Reide there are two halachas. First of all, by Reide there is a chiyuv nisik. The Gemara says, Reide sheshobar asakelim, so it's potter because coming to Rabne, because matzil nisik, mitzil nisanyedo biyat kolova. But then, there is halacha of Reide, the Rambam mentions halacha of Reide, even without chiyuv nisik. Ligabi masik, ligabi chiyuv tashlumim. The Rambam says in Perek Ches, Milches Chibul Omazik, Halochet Esvo, Svino Shechoshvo Lishover, Mikeved Amaso, Vyomad Echov Men, Vyhekil Mimaso, Vyishlir Vyam Pot, he doesn't have to pay, Shehamaso Shepo, Kmo Yredet Achrei Emeloko, Umitzvo Rabo Oso, Shehishlir Vyishir. So he mentions here also, Kmoi Reide, it's not Mamish Reide, because the real Reide is a Reide with a Meiser Tzichen, in other words, where there is a Chiyuv Nisik. But here, when somebody else is in Sakone, because of a certain person, so then he has a Din of Reide Papatzol, without a Chiyuv Nisik. As a matter of fact, there was a Shaila during the Holocaust period, when the Nazi doctors in Machmo forced the Nazi officers forced Jewish doctors to abort Jewish babies. But then the mother was not in any danger just because of the riches. So they received the heter. Because also, even though there, because since the mother was in Sakone because of the riches of the Nazis, some male. There is a aloha, there is a heter of Reide. So, yes.
The Nazis would have killed the lady for having the baby, that's why it was still considered.
That's right. They said to the Jewish doctors, if you don't abort the baby, then we'll kill the mother. Yeah. So, Mele is because of the Bekoach Nefesh. Now, the question is, but there is certainly not even Kereide. So, what heter was there? Now, there is a Mishneh. In Erech Medav Zayin.
I'll
come back.
Can you please read the Gemara in Yuma?
The Gemara in Yuma says that at the end of Yuma, Ho'isho sheyoshvo al amishbo. So, Mevin sakin derech yishusarami. Umitzin esavlat. So there is a machlekes Hashemim, whether it's the chil Shabbos is mutar because of the sakone of the mother or because of the sakone of the uda. So some rishonim say it's because of the sakone of the mother. Now Chazdeila says even without the sakone of the mother, some mele we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to be matzel the uda. Now the same Gemara says suppose the isha sheyosh al mishbo was meiso. So then we're also allowed to bring Isaac in the Rakesh Yisrael. Now there, it's not so if we say that the Sakone of the Udar itself is a Shabbos alike, but if we say the Sakone of the Udar is not a Shabbos, only the Sakone of the mother, but there the mother is dead. So the Ramban mentions that Kashim Yume, and the Ramban says, If the mother is dead, so then the Udar is already considered like Yod, like as if a door has been shut behind it, some male. But if the mother is living, so then he's not a Yod yet, so then for the Kach Nefesh of the Udar himself, we're not a Yod. Now, the Halach HaZdeilis, however, Shiti is that even if the mother is living, we are allowed to be Michal Shabbos for the Uda. So the Ramban explains it. How are we allowed to Michal Shabbos the Uda? After all, he's not in Nefesh yet. The whole Raya that Chitchines Uda in Mohitzias Rechei. So the Ramban gives the Teretz because by Pikuach Nefesh there are two Alochas. One aloch is v'chai ben v'leish yomuz ben. So the aloch of v'chai ben v'leish yomuz ben applies only to somebody who is in nefesh already. But if somebody is not in nefesh, it doesn't apply. But then there is another zel zakosuf. Chaleilov shabos echot kidei sheyishmer shabos esharbe. So that doesn't depend upon the fact that he's in nefesh. If as a result of the chilul Shabbos he'll become an nefesh, he'll be a loot, so we are also allowed to be Michal Shabbos. As a matter of fact, Teisve de Morinam Kabeh mentions that Rabbi Babachone was once walking on the Sakhoras. It's that Kuftes in Bumtsiinam Kabeh. So he saw Elio. So Rabbi Babachone said to Elio, Laf Keinimar, because the Gemara says, Pinchos Elio, how are you allowed to be on the Sakhoras? So Teisve says the Kashe, according to Mandama Pinchos Elio, how was Elio allowed to be Mechaye the Pink? Was Mitame himself the mates? So Teisve gives the Teretz, inasmuch as he knew that he was able to resurrect the teenage, some Mele is Bikachnevish. So Shin Kubesis Mavtsi explains it. In other words, only because he knew that he'll be able to resurrect. But if he didn't know, it's not shayach to say, even if he knew that he'll be able to resurrect, but if he hadn't been sure that he would be able to resurrect, he wouldn't be allowed to imitame himself the maze on the basis of Pekuach Nefesh. Only because he knew that he'll be able to resurrect. So the Betzis explains it because the same aloche, there is exasakosov of v'chai ben v'leishi yomuz ben. So the exasakosov of v'chai ben v'leishi yomuz ben implies even if there is just the choshe of atzolos nefoshes. But then there is another aloche of another aloche of Vishomubli Yisrael Shabbos, Chaleilu of Shabbos Echot, Kidei Shel Yishmer Shabbos is Harbei. So that aloche implies that even if there is just a possibility that he'll be able to be Mechaye, so he is also allowed. And I once mentioned in connection with another aloche.
Yeah. So this explains the Shita of the Bahar.
One second. Now, I once mentioned a aloch in Shulchan Aruch.
Yes.
What is it?
Let's explain the Rav Chaim.
Yeah, well, I'll explain it. Explain it, please. One second. Now, I once mentioned the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Zayin. Mi sherotzu leitzi es bitei lechol Yisrael. At the end of Siman Shin Vov, Sif Yudalet, Nisha Sholchole, Shemitzil Bite, Bishabes, Leitzil Michal Yisrael, Mitzvah Losum Lederach Piyomo, Leishtadil Batzalosum. Vyeitze Yafil Chus Vidinu Pasoyis, that she weighs meal, so according to one Tane, so it's Isha Tchum is the rice. Viloi Boye Kaifino. So here he says, so he mentions, when Avon mentions the name of Bish Yosef, so some explain this halacha, Bish Yosef himself explains this halacha on the basis that Inen Leodom Chateki Sheiske Chaveicho, if it's a Binokim Mitzvah Rav. But the Bish Yosef says, not because of the Chatei, Inen Leodom Chateki Sheiske Chaveicho, even be mocking mitzvah rabba. But because of the halacha of chalil of Shabbosechot, Mishigishmeh Shabbos Harbe, because the Rashba is chelik on this list. And he says, where's the mocker of chalil of Shabbosechot, Mishigishmeh Shabbos Harbe? That's the Gemara in here. In other words, if a chover sold a peiris to an amhoretz, and he wasn't meiser, and then the Amoretz will assume that that he was Maisiah, so he tevel, so then we say, so in Mutaflei l'chover, the Rebbet Issa Klile, in other words, the Issa of Shalom in Amukev, kebehei l'heiche the Rebbet Amoretz Issa Chmire al Yode. So then, when the Amoretz will be either on the Issa tevel, so it will be the fault of the chover. But where it's not a fault of the chover, so then the Rashba says, we don't say mutet leodom chateki sheiske chaveicho, and so why was the Mishnah saying it that we force, Bezin forces the odin to be mishachreya, the eved, the chotz eved, chotz mechirin, because the tail bro is a mitzvah rabo, so he says, since the chachamim or misaki, the Bezin forces the odin to be shachel, the chotzev, the chotzev, the chotzev, so merely the kiyemomen is poka. If the kiyemomen is poka, there is no leilom misabedu, so he's only look at the shicho. But otherwise, we wouldn't say, chateki shiris chavecho. Anyway, the Yosef says, Afilu the Mandoma, the Habe de Raise, that Chutzu Tchumim, you raise millions and Nisa de Raise, sure, the Ligabe Shalit Tomei of the Tavit called Yomeo Chilu Shabes, Habe Zit Zul Sure Zute, the Mutet Lechal Shabsechot, Kirish Chishme Shabos Sarabe, Vin Kei, Im Reitzin Liansil Avira Cheres, אפילו לעבד הבריזוי. המחס, אין חלום עולה לשבס, מלוך את רייסי. Because the חל אי, אם חל שבס כבר הבריזוי. So he says, וזהו מה שכוסף רמו, לעין וסימן שים חופס. The רמו says, לעין וכמן, סימן שים חופס סיפי. What does it discuss there? מי שרצי, ליאונצל שיעד רבי לו, גדי לו, אם יחל לו לשבס, כלהצילי, אין לי אל סימן שימבו. So that's the difference. So that's the difference. So מילא, but the Yosef says that because of the law of Halil of Shem Sechotish, which was supposed to celebrate, so then we are allowed to be Michal Shabbos, if it's more than nechshoshe.
One second.
Now, the Ramban in Muhammad says a similar thing. He says, in explaining the shite of the Aloha Deles, that the Pekach Nefesh of the Ugan is also the Cheshabes, so he says, that's because not on account of the Chaybaim, but because of Chalal Shabbosachot, Teshish Mashabos is Harvey. So Mele, since it's based upon the Zersakosuk of Chalal Shabbosachot, Teshish Mashabos is Harvey, even if the Ugan is Poches Minamyei, so then there is certainly no Issa Vitzicha, not even an Adak Issa Vitzicha, because Poches Minamyeim is Kimay Baume. I mean, the mother is not even male lady. So, but because of Chalal of Shabbos Echel, Kinshi Yishne Shabbos is Harbei, so we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But only because of the Vavai or in the Sofi, but not because of the Shashir. Why don't you understand?
Because I don't understand the case that you're referring to.
Yeah, what?
What's the case? I don't know what
the case is. The Muhammad is. The Mechada, in Simen Shin Boter Mechada says that Tzvotzu Leitzi is beating the Chol Yisrael, so we are allowed to go put to Tzvumi in the Tzvumil, and in Simen Shin Chofes he says that if they force the daughter to be Mechal Shabbos once or to be the Avizore once, so then he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be Matzah.
Okay, so how are you tying this in with what you wanted to say? What
does
this have
to do with? Because here it's not on the basis of Chalav Shabbos Echad. So Chalav Shabbos Echad is only if it's a bad day or a Sofi, not for a Chosher Echad.
So you're saying if they're going to force it to be Mechala one Shabbos, that's not a problem?
No, that's not a problem.
Why not?
Not allowed to be Chalav Shabbos in order to be Matzah from Mona Beir. Even the biggest Aveir, even the Aveir of Abizor.
So when it's going to be for the rest of the lifetime?
That's right.
What
is that? Not because of Aveir.
No, I mean, Rebbe was in the middle of explaining.
One second.
You're trying to fit this back into the machlokes between the Ramban and the Zohar.
Yeah.
In the Gemara and Yomar.
Yeah.
So this will all explain the sheet of the Bahar, who says you're allowed to carry the sake even for the Uber, right? Because it's not through the din of B'chai for him, but it's through the din of Mechal Shabbos Achas for many. But according to the Ramban, why according to the Ramban can you not carry the sake for the Uber? He doesn't.
You can. He's not chilek on the Bahar, the Ramban.
So what's the
just problem? Mentioned. He says that even if the Ugar is pochas menyei, so then we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. In order to be Matzah the Ugar, he should be Yom.
So there's no machlokes between the Ramban and the Bahar?
No. He explains the Bahar.
In every.
That's right.
In
he just respect. Explains the Bahar. He just explains the Bahar.
According to the Bahar, why did the Gemara have to mention the case of where the mother is dead? The
Kiddush
should say that even the mother's alive, that the
Tzakana
of the blood is what makes
the Kiddush.
Why you mention the
Kiddush? The only Kasha is against the Bishenim who say that we are only allowed to Mechal Shabbos to be Matzah the mother, but not to be Matzah the Uber. So why are we Mechal Shabbos in the case where the mother is there?
So
there it is. If the mother is dead, so then he's considered the older man.
My point is that it's not only a tariff, but that also explains why the Gemara didn't bring that case. Whereas the Gemara does bring the case. Perhaps in the fact of the blood, it must be a chiddush. There must be a chiddush for the Gemara to bring a case where the mother is dead.
And the chiddush is that if the mother is dead, so then the Uber is considered yolk. Even though it's not Hatzius Rishis yet.
That's a chiddush for the Ramban.
Okay, whatever it is. But that's the halacha that the Gemara mentions in that place. Now.
So how the Mechamis fit into this?
The Mechamis, because the Mechamis explains that from the point of view of the Chayvan, so we are only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for an Uber who is Memye. So then he's Iktsasner. But if he's Fokas Memye, so he's Maya Baume, the mother is not near lady, so Mele, we wouldn't be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because of the Chayvan, but because of Chal of Shabbos Echot, Kidei Sheyishmeya, Shabbos is Harbe. And this has a shaykhes with Aloha of Reading, because the Aloha of Reading has reference to a case where the mother is already Yoshua Amishmo, Yoshua Amishmo, but so the blood is already to come out, but he still didn't come out. Now the Shem Kubetzes in Erech, the Mishnah says in Erech, Ho'isho shiyotza lahorek. So in other words, Eimam tinin lo achatelet, Elohirdin v'lo da'imo, the chad gufim, and the isha is chayev is mise. So mele, the blood is an eber of the isha. So mele, we don't wait until she gives birth. Even though it, because since the isha is nigma dino mise, so mele, we don't have to wait. On the contrary, it will be an ima din if we do wait. For isha she yoshva la mishbo, but suppose she is already yoshva la mishbo, so the question is, Yoshua Mizbo, but he still did not come out. So the issue is Mechuyav Mise, so the blood is also Mechuyav Mise. So why Mantinu Lachetelet? So the Gemara says, Maltaime, Kibn the Oka, Gufachinu. So he's already an entity by itself, since he's Yoshua Mizbo. So Shimon Kubetzes, as the kasher, because we must listen to all this, who might so fair than say or mayor, Isham kasher lily, mechatchim uber shebimeel, umitzine isi, eber eber, mitnei shechayeo kevin lechayev, yotzer reishe in egin bay, alme kolzman shalohitze reishe, mutala herbe, Yish Lema. So, Chidin the Leila Muta Lehergi, because he's not in Efesh. For Hodim Amtinolo Mishum Meir de Baal. So, Ilaf Kro, some Mele, so, Ilaf Kro, the Mimei Sudam Shnei. So, even if it's Yoshua Mishbo, so we would be allowed. Miukosh, Chidin the Muta Lehergi, there is no Yisaritziche, in Lehitzis Reishe, Amai Mechalon of the Shabbos, Kidom of Shmai. The Gemara says here that the Mechalon of the Shabbos is not in Efesh. So, Hilkach Nire, the Choshit Kisofit Bikuach Nifoshis. Vapil Hoche Mutaleer. So in other words, what it means Sofit, it's not Sofit, it's a Din Sofit. In other words, if it's Yoshua Lamishbo, so then he is in Efesh, because he's already ready to come out, and he's not in Efesh because he still didn't come out. So it is Din Sofit. So Mele is Din Sofit, and since there is a loche of Sofit because Nefesh is Lohokel, so we are allowed to be Mechalos HaShabbos. Masheinkin, the Gabel Hoge, to be Matzel the mother, on the contrary, the Nefesh of the mother is the Vada Nefesh, and the Nefesh of the Uber is the Sofit. So the Sofit is Nitre Mipnei, the Sofit is Nitre Mipnei Abad. So we have several reasons as to why, three shittes, as to why in Moyeitzes Rishay is Mechat Kenesuga. One pshat is the pshat of Rashi and Sanhedrin, and the Rash, because in Moyeitzes Rishay he is only a neighbor of the mother, he is not a Nefesh. Another reason is the Shita of the Shem Kubetzes in Erech and Batzai, because it's a Sofik Nefesh. So merely Sofik Nefesh is Nitre, the Nevada Nefesh of the mother. And then the Rambam Shita is because Kerei, but it's not Redip Mamesh, but Kerei, since the mother is in Sakone because of the Uber, so we are allowed to be Mechater, Dover. I think this explains the Shaykhes between the Mishnah and all this.
What is between the Rav Chaim?
What?
Two halachas of Rav Chaim.
Oh, Rav Chaim says that there are two halachas of Rav Chaim. One halacha of Rav Chaim is a chiyuv misa of Rav Chaim. Chiyuv misa of Rav Chaim. For Raya, there is a din of Kamu Rabbeinu. And then there is a halacha of Rav Chaim that we find in the Rambam. Even by Svino, Shachosh, Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim, Rav So the one who throws down the masse, also Mizvarabo, is not chayef to pay. So it's so here, since it's Tibish Alayla and Mishmayek Ratalei, so there is no chiyuv misa of Redi, but only the din atzola of Redi. So the din atzola of Redi on the basis of that atzola of Redi, so is only shayach if there is no nefesh. No nefesh altogether. But if there is a nefesh, then there is no din of atzole and of the near death if it's not coupled with the chiyuv misa of the redim. Yes, that's why I have to say chiyuv misa, because mishmaya karatale is zeutivei shalelom. Zeutivei shalelom. Now I think this explains the Indian of pikuach nefesh. Whether it's based upon the mitzvah of Atzole or it's a separate halacha.
How does it answer
the Rambam? Because the reason as to why we have to resort to the halacha of Redi, because without Redi, some mele, since there is a Nisaritzich, and the Horaye Ibneach is even Mechuyeb Mises Bezen, for killing the Nuga. But the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin says that when do we say that the Bineach is Mechuyeb Nisim for killing a Nuga only if he's already, the mother is already Yoshua Lamishbo, but not Hates Reishi. So by Israel, if it's not Hates Reishi, even though the mother is Yoshua Lamishbo, so there is only a chiyuv misa b'shamayim, but no chiyuv misa b'yodo. But by Bneach, there is aloha chazroson zu misoson, so mainly the mother is Yoshua Lamibo. So then the Bneach is chayiv misa. But if the mother is not Yoshua Lamibo, the Bneach is not chayiv misa, because he's not in nefesh altogether. Now, as a matter of fact, when the Shaila arises, when whether it's mutar to abort a baby when the mother is not Yoshua Lamishbo, not Yoshua Lamishbo or not, so it's mifusen that according to Rav Chaim is also some poskim amatia, but it's mifusen according to Rav Chaim it's mutar, it's also. Now I had the child many times and I never wanted to pasken because it's a mean of nefoshes. So why should I involve myself? So I tell them to call up a Pesach who is known to be major. Now because according there is a Chube in Teiras Chesed, he was a contemporary, he was Rav Lublin, he was a contemporary of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and he had the same name. The Rav Shulchan Aruch's name was Rav Shneur Zalman, and his name was also Rav Shneur Zalman. So he says that
the shaila was
whether you are allowed to abort a baby when the mother is not as yet Yosheva Salamishma.
Is she gonna die?
The mother will die if you don't abort the baby.
But she's not in labor yet.
Uh-huh. So he is mater, even according to the Rambam.
So everybody is mater when she is in labor.
She is mater, even according to the Rambam. Of course, according to the other Rishonim, of course it's mater. There is no Yisra Nitzicha altogether.
But according to the Rambam,
he is mater. even according to the Rambam, this matter, the Teras Chesed.
To abort the child.
To abort the child.
Before labor.
Before labor.
What about in labor?
In labor, according to the Rambam, not.
You cannot.
According to the Rambam, not. According to the other Shem.
But even according to the Rambam, before labor, you could.
Yes.
According to the Rambam, it's called his Rosh Hashanah. Right?
Then you're not allowed.
Yeah.
But labor, before. So before it says Reishay, even though the mother in labor, you are allowed.
That's right.
We are allowed. That's what the Teras Chesed says.
No. You're saying before labor.
Before labor.
No, I'm asking that even in labor.
Even in labor, you should be allowed to do it because it's not Motzei Shor yet.
That's right.
I don't understand. Something is wrong here. You're saying before labor, right?
Yes.
Before labor, you are, according to the Teras Chesed, who explains the Rambam, you're allowed to abort the child.
Yes.
For the woman who is may die.
Yes.
What about if labor happens? Can you abort the child? According to the Rambam.
No.
Why not?
Because there is a nisar for tzichin.
That's only when
the nisar is chayv nisar. What? No. Hitzes reishi even in soil is chayv nisar. But if loyer hitzes reishi, the mother is in labor. So the neach is chayv nisar because as a Russian is a nisar. There was no such thing.
Where is it in the Rambam?
What do you add?
Where is it in the Rambam?
The Rambam says in the Talek Nuchus, the tzeach, that the bineach and the milochim, that the bineach is chayv nisar if he kills the nubah. But the Rambam doesn't say what kind of nubah. But the Yad Ramah says only a nubah where the mother is Yoshi Sheves Almi.
So then we can tell a Jew to do the abortion according to the...
Why not? Jew or boy. That's right.
Even if a woman is in labor, we can tell
that's
a Jew
right.
to
right.
do the abortion.
That's right.
Even
that's
according to the
law. Right.
It's
right.
only for a boy to do it. That's the shiloh, right?
What?
The only shiloh is to tell the boy to do the abortion.
No. No difference.
But didn't you just say there's a difference between Benoach and Yisrael?
Benoach there is... Because by Benayach, there is aloha zaroson zom nisotzon.
Oh, you mean even by a Jew, it's an Easter, you're just not chayv nisar.
Not chayv nisar is best, just chayv nisar.
But even a Jew cannot do the abortion when the woman is already in labor.
That's right.
Okay.
So, the Kashan Rambam was, the Rambam says that the reason you're allowed to kill the Uber
Because
the
rabbit. Yes.
The
kashrut,
that's the
rabbit. What? Was that
the kashrut?
Yeah, but see, but he's not a rabbit. He's still a
shalom. Why not call the rabbit then?
The other din of rabbit for batzola, like what Avi Masr, where it's not based upon the chiyuv nisar rabbit. But if he's already reiches reishe, then we cannot kill the rabbit on the basis of batzola alone. Only if there is a chiyuv nisar.
So, no, it wouldn't be no chiyuv nisar, there's a chiyuv nisar.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be a chiyuv nisar? Because it's not a nefesh.
Not a nefesh. Not a nefesh in any way. All right.
So what is the basis of the Torah's chesed?
The Torah's chesed is psak.
Yeah, but can you please tell us the moment, how did he get this? What is the basis of this psak?
His svar, his own svar.
Just the svar?
That's the svar.
The Rambam would only say it when she's in labor, not before him.
That's right.
It's the svar. Does he have a tiyuk in the Rambam or something?
I don't remember. You can look it up, Torah's chesed.
It's not so easy to find.
Why not?
In the Torah's chesed, I'm sure.
You didn't look. Did you look it up?
No, but I'm just thinking to myself, it would be hard. I could just imagine.
No. Yeah, just imagine. It's a very simple thing. And there's a big Malmaz get to it.
Well, where in the Torah's chesed is this shining?
You look up in Mafteah.
Oh, in Mafteah.
All right.
Wait, can you just do that? Can you read the Gemara in the inside, the original Gemara?
All right.
Shmuel, Oisha Shilosh for a meal, who makes of the Shabbos,
Leidin Sakin and Karius Kersha, Ulitzinus Arad, Pshite Mayavit, Nechatech, Biboso, who on a rabbi will meet Sreche, the Lehobi Sakin there, Susarab, Mike of Ashpelot, the Mistakim Nechalon Shapse, Tinyone Nishinot Lord of Mateles, Sophic Ushom, Sophic Enishom, Sophic High Sophic Mess, Sophic Hakum, Sophic Israel, Mifakim of Sagal, Mari Tame, Hosom, who the Havre Hazoket Fiuse, Avoloch the Havre Hazoket Fiuse, Nikore in a lay, so come on.
Are the Mohammedans in my area?
No, in the Fidushi Aramban. I don't know of any Fidushi Aramban or Mohammedan here.
Where
are you,
Mohammedan?
At the end of Misakasu.
Yes, it corresponded to which town?
At the end, at the very end. Misha of the Boobs, Mahimis, at the end.
This is just a question. The Torah's Pesach says that we tell a goy still to bring a baby.
So according to Rambam, you couldn't say after the whole pregnancy, not the whole pregnancy, of course, until Memyein, there is no doubt, but the Rama says that even after Memyein, if it's not Yoshua Mishbol, so then we are allowed to abort the baby to save the mother.
So according to Torah's Kasset, it's not even though she's not in labor, when she's not in labor, specifically when she's not in labor.
That's right.
Then we say
according to the Rambam, she.
According to the Torah's
Kasset. Kasset Shat Naham.
So how does the Chiyuv Tzara though?
I mean, Atzole, so there is Atzchiv or Atzole, Ligabi the mother, not Ligabi the Tinnik.
So that's right, so after 40 days, you can't point them out, and you couldn't go ahead and find it. What would Reb Chaim say? The Muslims in danger will take the fourth month, second trimester.
Reb Chaim certainly would not. You see that the Ramban is not here, even if the baby is less than many eight, so that kind of is highly.
Reb Chaim is not there.
Reb Chaim wouldn't pass to Neged the Ramban school in the Bach Nevesh.
So who would be Machmir
there? I don't know.
Reb Chaim would say, if someone talks to Yisrael, you can save the mother's life?
Even if the Reb Chaim would say, even if the fetus is less than MBA, so I am a chuyek to Michal Shabbos.
I'm saying, the baby is threatening the mother. That's right. So can you abort the baby, according to Chaim? Yes. Why? Well, that's okay. Well, you can abort the baby until what point? I don't know how, what Chaim would say, whether you can abort the baby to save the mother, but
the Tiras Chesed said that even according to the Rambam, if the mother is not Yisheves HaMishbo, so you are allowed to abort the baby.
But it's Mashmah,
it's Mashmah from Chayim.
So Chayim explains that the
Chiv HaTzolah,
until the baby's
Chotish Rosh HaTzolah,
the Chiv
HaTzolah, right? There is no Chiv, so then there is only a Chiv
HaTzolah,
there is no Chiv
Misel, right? Right. The Chiv HaTzolah, you're allowed to save the mother. So that means even when
she's
a Shabbos on
this board, it's a Chiyuv. This is what the Teras Chesed says. I don't know what Reb Chaim
is. Reb Chaim is
made of it. Yeah, Reb Chaim was very made.
Okay, so, in other words, what's the course of it? Reb Chaim would be asked to Shaila, if there's a woman who's a Shabbos on this board, and the baby's life, the fetus's life is dangerous for life, Reb Chaim would pass it, and you could abort the baby or not?
I don't know about you.
But from this, it seems you would.
Teras Chesed would pass that you are allowed.
I thought,
not,
but... I thought
you're saying
that
your Shabbos al-Mishba. Oh, your Shabbos al-Mishba, no. According to the Ramadan.
I
don't know what Rav Chaim. How should I know? Okay, now, I would like to discuss now, and don't become scared, because only have to know that there is a din of Rifui. And that is mentioned, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, in the Gemara.